Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to the 56th episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC and our Easter special. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412, that's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight on the big show, it's the Father, the Son, and the Chocolate Bunny Turds. We will have 18 tracks, and some may tiptoe on the line of not what the churches have in mind for their Easter worships. And now, I would like to introduce you to a man who makes me jealous of all the people in the world who don't know him, Mr. Carl Kafer. Your buddy's back.
He's back.
Your one fan is
my one
back.
Fan.
He's dried out. He's back from rehab, and he's ready to rock this town with us tonight, man.
There's some coffee for you, my friend.
Okay, cool. All right. How was your Easter?
It was very nice. Did church. I did, however, send a very special gift to Rachel and her family. And you know what it was?
You're going to tell us.
It was a chocolate bunny butt.
Chocolate bunny butt?
I'm not kidding. We've got video of them opening it.
Oh, cool.
Seriously.
I'll have to see that.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yes,
well,
you know, it's a special time for chocolate bunnies. One of my favorite books, actually, is The Apocalypse of the Hollow Chocolate Bunnies. And I'm not joking about that either.
Great. Only you would find
something like that,
man.
I've always had a thing for chocolate bunnies.
I guess.
And for
okay, buddy.
Bunnies. All right,
yeah,
man.
We got a lot to do tonight, so we'll talk to you after.
We'll talk after
the playlist, set,
man.
You betcha, buddy.
Absolutely.
Sit back and enjoy.
Okay, I intend to. Thanks.
Yep, we have a lot of music ahead, but first, let's hear from the late great Sam Kinison, and it'll be followed by Dishwalla.
I'm reading this, and it's an exciting story, but I read it and I thought, I know Jesus was never married. Guy never had a wife. No, he was never married. Because no wife would buy this story in 100 years. The disciples will. The believers will. No wife would buy this fucking story. Good luck. Good luck with this story. First of all, he leaves on Friday afternoon with 12 other guys. He's gone for 3 days. No message. No way to get in touch with her. He comes home Monday afternoon looking like he has a slap. Looks like he's partied out, man. And Mrs. Jesus is just waiting, going, oh, okay, I guess it's day three of this show. Okay. Well, I'm glad you could find your way home, Savior. Where's your 12 friends who won't get a job? How are they? Yeah, disciples, my ass. They're losers. Every one of them are using it. You're not even smart enough to know it. Anybody says, I believe, we put them up and feed them. I'm secular. Where are you at? Jesus is going, I don't need this shit. Not after what I went through this weekend. No, honey, I'll tell you where I've been. Come here. Come here. I'll tell you where I've been. First of all, not that it ruined your weekend any, but I was dead! Do you understand that, you fucking bitch? I was dead! While you were sitting here on your ass, I'm in a grave! Outside of town, I'm fighting death! Hell, decomposer! I'm about to come into spiritual form and go into the kingdom of God. I go, wait a second! I better go back because she doesn't know where I've been! So now I gotta fight the angel of death, get my fucking soul back, crawl out of the grave, come on to this shit, because I missed you, honey!
We'll be right back.
Tell me where it Plastic Mary. For the truth shall be named and the rest shall remain in the dear old Catholic guilt. It was 1905 when we parted, arrive at the docks in the New York of A. And the dear little church where me family was birthed was the emblem of suffering and shame. Every cross, every tear, every happy new year, every vow of a new resolution, every oath of good grace was all delicately laid within fable. Good be displayed, let us toast and get laid without bloody Catholic guilt. Heave away,
heave away,
heave away,
heave away,
heave away this plastic Mary. For the truth shall be named and the rest shall remain in your bloody Catholic guilt.
Heave away,
heave away,
heave away,
heave away,
heave away
this plastic Mary. For the truth shall be named and the rest shall remain in your bloody Catholic guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that was Philadelphia Irish ska band Barley Juice with Catholic Guilt from their 2013 LP, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. We first heard from them a few weeks back on our St. Patrick's Day show. Jesus Was a Social Drinker, a song from Chuck Prophet off his 2017 album, Bobby Fuller, Died for Your Sins. Chuck was in a really good 80s rock band called Green on Red that I completely forgot about. And I got to look that up again because I remember I love those guys. And our first song was Counting Blue Cars from Dishwalla, a track on their 1995 release, Pet Your Friends. I always liked how the lyrics referred to God as a woman. And we started our playlist with Sam Kinison's take on why Jesus was never married. Our second set starts with Tim Wilson and the First Baptist Bar and Grill.
Well, the church burned down and no one knew what Pentecost Baptist was gonna do. The Sunday brimstone got so dadgum hot it burned up a church bus in the parking lot. In a panic, the Reverend Dr. White called up an ex-member that hadn't lived right. He owned Joe's Beer Joint right across the fence. It's the same Joe's he's preached against. He said, "I don't feel
a hypocrite. I got a Sunday school class about to have fits. We're all excited about revival week and been moved by the Spirit, so to speak. With all the souls we saved and money we spent, we thought God told us to sell that tent. I got a famous evangelist supposed to come. Done run out of chairs. Will you loan us some? Joe said, well, you can just use the whole dang place. Ain't nine on the jukebox, amazing grace. I ain't supposed to be open because of them blue laws, but we'll open the night if it's all right with Joe. Preacher says, well, I reckon it'd be okay. The good Lord works in mysterious ways. He's going to talk about Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, and I reckon I could do it from the DJ booth. At the First Baptist Bar and Grill, it's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. When the sinners finish one more round, we'll have dinner on the ground and go inside and pray we don't get killed. The evangelist came with a well-dressed choir. They showed up around happy hour, looked around the joint and didn't take it real well, said the white ministry has gone to hell. Ms. Mills had taught youth Sunday school, and two Dickens in the back room shooting pool were sharing the Lord with a Jim Beam rep who was teaching Ms. Mills some line dance steps. Reverend White was reading from the book of Luke to a tall drunk trucker about the puke. He had John 3:16 memorized, trying to dry him out to get him baptized. The evangelist yelled about the lights and the beer, said, "White, you can't save any souls in here. This place ain't nothing but a den of sin. Ain't the kind of place Baptist ought to be in." Preacher says, well, we don't really need Joe here. You didn't do a very good job last year. You only saved one sinner. That's Todd McGuire, the little SOB that set my church on fire. Joe's beer joint has done been revived. Only been here an hour and I done saved five. Sure, it's got mirrors and a big dance floor, but I finally found the flock dog called me for. They're at the First Baptist Bar and Grill. It's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. Not a stained glass window anywhere in sight, just a bloodstained floor and neon lights and the communion wine, and here is always chill. And we're here every Sunday, we're living large, we're the only church with a cover charge. And if you don't like our doctrine and think we ain't devout, we'll have our bouncer throw your butt out of the First Baptist Bar and Grill. Amen, sister.
Amen.
All three. yourself with roses, man of God.
Capricorn, he ate organic foods. He believed in love and peace and never wore no shoes. Long hair, beard and sandals and a funky bunch of friends. Reckon you may just nail him up if he come down again. Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on. Who they can feel better than at any time they see. Someone doing something dirty, decent, posting, frown on. You can't find nobody else and help yourself to me. Rednecks cussing, hippies for the hair. Others laugh at straights, you laugh at freaks, you laugh at squares. Some folks hate the whites, you hate the blacks, you hate the Klan. Most of us hate anything that we don't understand. Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on. Who they can feel better than.
I offered to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You refused to take our money.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, I guess you're really up shit creek.
Ow!
Christ, Jake, take it easy, man.
That would...
Ow!
Jesus Christ!
Ow!
Jesus Christ!
Ow! Christ. Ah,
shit!
Ow!
Fuck you, man!
Bitch, hey! Jesus Christ!
Oh, you fat penguin! Ah! Ah!
a little bit of Jake and Elwood when they went to visit the Penguin in the Blues Brothers. Last song you heard, Kris Kristofferson with the title track from his 1972 LP, Jesus Was a Capricorn. The song has a subtitle, Ode to John Prine. That's O-W-E-D, who Kristofferson said was his inspiration for writing the song. Before that, we heard John Mellencamp and When Jesus Left Birmingham, a track that can be found on his 1993 album, Human Wheels. And we began our set with Tim Wilson and the First Baptist Bar and Grill from his 1996 comedy album, Low Class Love Affair. Okay, on to set three. And we kick it off with our only song that carries a parental discretion tag. If you're easily offended, well, never mind. You wouldn't be listening to me if you were. This is Garfunkel and Oates.
All my life, I've been good. Do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible tells me, I will do. Walk the halls of high school with my purity ring. Unlike those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend. And pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact, and Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees, cause the Bible says premarital sex is wrong. But Satan says that guys can't wait that long. I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name we go to fifth base. Oh, thank you for making me holy. And thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, they'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me. Cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. It's hard to be as pure as me, to resist the urge to lose my vaginal virginity, to wait until my marriage bed, to give my husband my unsullied maidenhead. So take your cock out, shove it in my ass, fuck me until you come. Oops, I mean, let's join our souls and unite our bodies and fly with the wings of God. Whatever you do, don't touch my clitoris. If you ring Satan's doorbell, God can't ignore this. And no prophylactics when you put it in. Cause birth control's for sluts and it's a sin. I've emptied my bowels and laid out the towels. I'm ready for romance. Now I'm praying to the power that's the highest. But of all of my souls, this one's the driest. And we can't procreate if we anally copulate. And God's okay with sodomy, but only if you're straight. And I'm staying pure no matter what. So I'm okay with everything but, everything but, everything but. Whoa, fuck me in the ass cause I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. I do whatever the Bible tells me to, except for the parts that I choose to ignore because they're unrealistic and inconvenient, but the rest I live by for sure. So let's not talk about how the good book bans shellfish, polyester, and divorce, and how it condones slavery and killing gays, because those parts don't count, of course. Let's cherry-pick the part about losing my cherry and mine it for ambiguities and omissions to circumvent any real sacrifice, but still feel pious in my arbitrary parented position. And don't you dare question my convictions, and don't look closely at the contradictions. Just focus on the sacrificial crucifixion and have faith in its complete jurisdiction. And the only way to measure if you're good or not, and in it debate, just say to have faith, because when up against logic, it's the only card you've got. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, and fuck me in the ass, because I love Jesus. If the Lord would want it that way, give me that sweet sensation of an irrational rationalization. It's just between you and me, because everyone knows it's a sex that God can't see. Yeah, my chastity belt has locks, but sometimes you need to think outside the box.
I was trying not to stare. I wasn't sure if it was you. I didn't know just what to do. Well, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can't see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a brand of beer? That wasn't warming. I wet myself again. Well, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a brand of beer? Does your head I know you can walk on the water, but can you walk on this much beer? Let me ask you, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can't see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a friend of beer?
Everybody now,
are you drinking?
Yeah.
hope may be in Rome.
What if God was one of us, just a slob like one of us? That was Joan Osborne and One of Us from her debut studio album of 1995, Relish. Before Joan Osborne was Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus, a 2003 song by Mojo Nixon with Jello Biafra backing him up. We began this third set with The Loophole by Garfunkel and Oates from their 2015 album Secretions. Musical comedy duo are actresses Ricky Lindholm and Kate Micciuzzi. Did I say that right? And their stage name was inspired by the greatest second bananas in rock and roll, Garfunkel and Oates. Okay, we are halfway through our playlist on the big show tonight as we celebrate Easter the TC way.
Father Byrne did the children's mass, did the sermon every week. He used to do parables about Dusty and Buddy. Dusty was a Catholic, and Buddy was not. And Buddy was always trying to talk Dusty into having a hot dog on Friday.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of the righteous upright. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you've got the toe.
Drop kick me, Jesus, to the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, to the goalposts of life.
Bring on the brothers who've gone on before. All of the sisters who knocked on your door. All the departed dear loved ones of mine. Stick them up front in the offensive line.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
A lowly bench warmer I'm contented to be. Until the time when you have need of me. The flash on the big scoreboard that shines from on high. And a big Super Bowl way up in the sky.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Yeah, drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Jesus. The Missing Years. It was raining. It was cold. West Bethlehem was no place for a 12-year-old. So he packed his bag and he headed out to find out what the world's about. He went to France, he went to Spain, he found love, he found pain. He found stores, so he started a shop. He had no money, so he got in trouble with a cop. Kids in trouble with the cops from Israel didn't have no home. So they cut his hair and moved to Rome. It was there he met his Irish bride. They rented a flat on the Lower East Side of Rome. Italy, that is. Music publishers, bookbinders, Bible belters, swimming pools, orgies, and lots of pretty Italian chicks. Charlie bought some popcorn, Billy bought a car, someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. Things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo. Wine was flowing, so were beers, so Jesus found his missing years. He went to a dance and said, "This don't move me." He hiked up his pants and he went to a movie. On his 13th birthday, he saw a rebel without a cause. He went straight on home and invented Santa Claus, who gave him a gift, and he responded in kind. He gave the gift of love and went out of his mind. You see, him and the wife wasn't getting along, so he took out his guitar and he wrote a song. It's called "The Dove of Love Fell Off the Perch." But he couldn't get divorced in the Catholic Church. At least not back then, anyhow. Jesus was a good guy. He didn't need this shit. So he took a pill with a Coca-Cola, and he swallowed it. He discovered the Beatles, and he recorded with the Stones. Once he even opened up a three-way package for old George Jones. Charlie bought the popcorn, Billy bought a car, someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. Things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo. The years passed by like sweet little days, with babies crying pork chops and Beaujolais. When he woke up, he was 17. The world was angry. The world was mean. While the man down the street and the kid on the stoop all agreed that life stank, all the world smelled like poop. Baby poop, that is. The worst kind. So he grew his hair long and he threw away his comb, headed back to Jerusalem to find mom and dad and home. But when he got there, the cupboard was bare, except for an old black man with a fishing rod. He said, "What you gonna be when you grow up?" Jesus said, "God." Oh my God, what have I got myself into? I'm a human corkscrew and all my wine is blood. They're gonna kill me, mama. They don't like me bad. So Jesus went to heaven. He went there awful quick. All them people killed him. He wasn't even sick. So come and gather around me, my contemporary peers, and I'll tell you all the story of Jesus, the missing years. Charlie bought some popcorn, Billy bought a car, someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo. We all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo.
Classic Jesus, covered by Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review from their 2010 release called Set 2. And John Prine came in with Jesus, The Missing Years from his 1991 release of the same name. Dropkick Me Jesus, a track from Bobby Bear's 1976 country album, Winners and Losers, Winners and Other Losers, started us after a little snippet from George Carlin, the classic Dusty and Bobby. Okay, let's go visit the dude at the bowling alley before we dive into our fifth set with Argent. I'm having mouse problems here today. Things crazy on me. Here we go.
Let me tell you something, Pandeo. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash a piece out on the lane, I'll take it away from you and stick it up your ass and pull the fucking trigger till it goes click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Okay.
Goopy. I don't know what the hell happened there. But anyways, that was Lou Barlow and Mary off his 2005 solo album, Emo, Home Spelled Backwards. Lou was one of the original founders and frontmen for Dinosaur Jr., a 90s alternative rock band with the hit Feel the Pain. Okay, in the middle of our set was Violent Femmes, and they offered up Jesus Walking on the Water, a track from their second studio album, Hallowed Ground, released in 1984. Our next last set began with Argent and their classic song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You. The track was on their 1973 album, In Deep. Kiss covered the song in 1991 with modified lyrics. We've reached our final set of our Easter special here on Rock This Town Radio with TC. And I'm having all sorts of problems tonight. Okay, we'll get it. Here we go. Maybe.
God, I love Easter.
Hey, Jesus, do you love Easter?
It's tricky. I have a little history with it.
Oh, yeah?
Could you put the bunny down for a second?
Wait, is this bothering you?
Yeah.
Why? Well, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but Easter Sunday is kind of when I resurrected myself from the dead and redeemed all mankind, past, present, and future. Uh-huh. And it had very little to do with eating chocolate bunnies.
I hear you loud and clear.
I appreciate it. I'm switching to peeps. I mean, you said I died to save everyone. How many peeps do you think I can fit in my mouth? I say 12.
I have to love you. It's literally my job. I love you, but I do not like you. And now you need me again.
13. I'm amazing.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga. Woo! He's a life changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger. Water to wine, he's a drink exchanger, and he died for your sins. I preach the word, that's my gig, and I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in hell. Now I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So to bust a rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G. And he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad and I don't critique, I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme and I don't brag, I don't cuss, and my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is a nigga. He's a homie MCJC, you see, he's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me. If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can, stand up tall, you're a Christian man.
Word up,
I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
Right out to warm air. Thought of how
apple hat. He's got some strange disease. God come on his feet. Splash around. It's him. People came down broad. Stared right back at him. That waiting, hot on the blankets in the garden. But God said nothing, so someone asked him, beg your pardon. Not quite clear, not what you just spoke. Is that a parable or a very subtle joke?
Thank you. don't believe it.
That song was a request by Carl. XTC gave us Dear God, a track from their 1986 album, Skylarking. Before XTC was Crash Test Dummies with God Shuffled His Feet, the title track for the second album of this Canadian band, and it came out in 1993. Our final set started with Reverend Jim Colrick and his wife, Mary Sue, and Rapping for Jesus. This song and video were posted on YouTube by, I guess it's a fictitious minister and wife. Nobody really knows who they are. And they posted it in 2013 on YouTube, and it has over 83 million views. There you have it, Carl. I'm guessing our playlist tonight was a little different than the Easter music you played in church this morning.
Just a little. Yeah. That rapping thing is just, it makes my head hurt. I do think it's real.
Yeah,
I've heard rap in church.
Yeah, but if you watch the video.
I doubt it, but
yeah.
Even if it's not, it's close.
Yeah.
And it makes me extremely uncomfortable.
Jesus
is
my
nigga. But you know what song doesn't make me uncomfortable?
What's that?
Dear God, I have a story about that. One of the reasons I asked you to play it is I was going for my master's in church music, and I was in a theology class on Psalms. And I argued that that song was not sacrilegious. Not only that, that it was actually a psalm. Because if you know why has God forsaken me, so on and so forth. But I use that, and if you listen to that song, he's always addressed to God.
Yeah.
He never turns his back. He's just really, really pissed. That's what an imprecatory psalm is. You're really pissed, and you need to talk to God. Let me tell you something. If you've ever seen a Jewish rabbi pray like I have, they have conversations, and they are not happy.
Yeah.
And I love that song. I think it is a tremendous song. And so thank you very much for playing it.
There you go. How'd you like our other offerings? Anything else jump out at you?
Oh, well, I love the John Prine.
Of course.
Absolutely love the John Prine. And I like your little bits and pieces of comedy, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, any of the songs you never heard before that really jumped at you?
Actually, to be honest, not really. I mean, they were just really, I mean, each song was solid.
Yeah.
I was looking more for what they were saying as opposed to maybe listening to the music. I was really focusing on the lyrics. Of course, I've heard the First Baptist Church, which I love. And of course, Garfunkel and Oates, too.
Yeah.
I know the loophole quite well.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the songs, like, you know, are you drinking with us, Jesus? They humanize, you know, Jesus and God and stuff like that. Just like a Joan Osborne song, you know.
I love that song.
I mean, you know, I think religion is all about questioning things anyways. It's not as black and white as some people would make you think it is. So,
You know, if you see any religious people or meet anyone who's religious, it tells you they know you're going to hell. Run away screaming because they don't know shit.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
All about belief, and it's all about how you reflect that belief to the people around you.
Yeah, and I think
I don't
it's
care
all...
if you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Wiccan. I don't care. If you use your religion and use it for good, I got no problem with you.
Yep.
None.
Just be a good dude. That's all. Just be a good guy, you know? All right. Let's not get too theological here.
I know. That's the problem with talking to me on Easter. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. All right. I'll talk to you on the day after. Well, it's Dingus Day tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
It is Dingus Day, and I wish I was back in Western New York. I'd go up to Buffalo for the Dingus Day. You know, it's funny, a big Polish community around Pittsburgh, and they don't – there's like one place that does Dingus Day, low-key, you know, which was very surprising. I thought they would be all in on it, but apparently not. Okay, man.
Oh, well.
Let's hit the birthday list, and then we'll have three songs afterwards. We're doing okay on time. All right. Happy heavenly birthday today to Carl Perkins. He was born in 1932 and died in 1998. Also today, Albert Hammond Jr. of the Strokes is 43. Tomorrow, Katrina Luskanich of Katrina and the Waves will be 63. Don't have anybody for Tuesday. Wednesday, Tiny Tim, born in 1932, died in 1996 on stage in Minneapolis while singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips. How fitting. Okay. Wednesday, Herbie Hancock will be 83. Wednesday, John Kay, German-born, Steppenwolf, 79. Wednesday is David Cassidy's birthday, born 1950, died in 2017. And also Wednesday, Vince Gill, he'll be 66. Thursday, Al Green will be 77. Max Weinberg from the E Street Band and Paul Schaefer's band will be 72. Mark Ford, the original guitarist from Black Crowes, who's gone on to do a few other things, he'll be 57. Friday, Loretta Lynn, born in 1932, died in 2022. She just died last October. Friday, Richie Blackmore will be 78. Saturday, Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes will be 58, and Chris Stapleton will be 45. Okay, we're going to jump into our birthday songs. I don't know what's wrong with my mouse, man. It's just like weird today. It's hating me. Okay, anyways, we're going to start our birthday songs with Mark Oliver Everett and the Eels.
Still run for bail. And I said, one living blue collar hell. tonight.
Happy 64th birthday on Monday to my guitar hero, Brian Setzer. We heard Rumble in Brighton from the Stray Cats self-titled debut album released in 1981. In the middle of our birthday songs was Time Loves a Hero, the title track from Little Feat's 1977 release. Frontman Lowell George was born on April 13th, 1945. And died at the age of 33 of a heart attack in 1979. We started our birthday set with Mr. E's Beautiful Blues by the Eagles from their 2000 album Daisies of the Galaxy. Founder, guitarist, and singer Mark Oliver Everett is 60 tomorrow. Carl, you may know that song from the Tom Green film Road Trip. Carl? Did I lose Carl?
No, you did not. I did not unmute myself.
Ah, so you're talking to yourself and nothing was going on.
I was talking to myself and suddenly I realized I had the mask on and I had to take it off. So there you go. I actually know Mr. E's Beautiful World because it's one of Rachel's favorite songs.
Yeah.
And she introduced it to me.
You know, the interesting thing about that is the band was really pissed off that their label gave the song to the film production and forced them to shoot a movie theme video for the song. The last interview I ever read with Mark Oliver Everett, he said he had still not watched the film.
Well, probably good for him because it's a kiddie film.
That's stupid pot, damn potheads.
Yeah,
anyways,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about potheads here in a few minutes. What do you got going on in Deviant Legion Network this week?
Well, we have a lot of things. Now, you know, it is not just Easter, but it is Passover still. And so I found... We do commentary watches, of course, and I found the perfect Carl's Passover movie to do a commentary watch. Do you want to guess what it is?
Road Trip?
No. No, would you believe Dr. Fives Rises Again? Yes, the sequel to the abominable Dr. Fives with Vincent Price because he
that was
uses,
my second guess.
He uses 7 of the 10 plagues to kill his enemies.
Oh, nice.
So there you go. And we're going to be doing on Tuesday night.
Cool.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to be doing that on Tuesday night at 8
o'clock.
What are you
doing that with?
That is with Rachel and also, hopefully, a very good friend of mine by the name of Arthur Toporowski, who is an Orthodox Jew. And he and his girlfriend love the film. So they're coming in with us, hopefully.
Well, that'd be
so
cool.
Hopefully we'll have them also.
And new voices.
And
new
voices.
Participants.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Good.
On Wednesday, we welcome back John Killian from XB Planets. And John is a paranormal investigator. And he's a very good friend. We've done commentary watches. Really like a brother from another mother for me. I mean, we're very close. And we're going to be talking about, is it realistic the way that they show paranormal investigators in TV and film? And he's got, most of them is no. But he'll be talking about that with me and with Rachel on Wednesday. Then on Friday, Adam's going to be back with the Cathode Ray Mission, and they're going to be talking about the films of Jane Campion. And then that brings us to a week from today. So what are you doing on Sunday, TC?
Oh, yeah. Next Sunday is one of our favorite shows of the year when we celebrate 420 a few days early. I got 21 tracks of the best THC-infused music that you're going to find anywhere. Whether you partake or not, get ready for some very cool and very funny songs. And you might catch a contact high off some of them. We did it
Absolutely.
Last year. We did it last year. It was only 12 songs, but, you know, we've expanded since then. But I managed to get 21 tracks in here. So, like I said, stoner or not, check it out because there's some great, great songs in there. And Carl knows quite a few of them. So we're looking forward to this one, man.
I got stoned and I missed it.
You know,
yeah.
Dr. Hook's in there. Sure is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Panama.
So shall Silverstein.
Yep. New Riders of the Purple Sage. We got quite a few of them. We'll be good. Willie Nelson, of course.
Of course.
Please join us next Sunday for that one. You can find all of our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows and the on-demand episodes archives whenever it works for you. Any final words on our Easter show, Carl?
No, I think it was a great show. A good set list. I really enjoyed it. So well done, sir.
Thank you. And like I told Cousin Lori, I said, took a lot of research because a lot of songs are new to me too. You know, so I mean, it was a very hard researched. There's a few, I probably knew five of them.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I did have one thing to say. I was kind of surprised there was no Jethro Tull.
Well, I know. But
maybe because they're overplayed. Which
yeah,
is
well,
understood.
Just think of all the songs that were, you know, I mean, they kind of all fit into a context of, you know, I didn't get real, what'd you call
bitter.
It? Would you? No, didn't get bitter, didn't get real deep, you know, I didn't, and you asked me if any of them were sacred that I was going to do. Well, they're sacred to somebody.
Absolutely.
So, there you go. All right,
Absolutely.
Buddy. As always.
Great show, man.
Thank you for being here, and I'll give you a call after we're done.
Absolutely.
I'm going to wrap this puppy up, so talk to you later, man. Okay, pull up our Facebook page where set lists are posted and follow us at Rock This Town Radio at TC on Facebook. check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I shot at shows around the country. That's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope that you enjoyed our Easter special here on The Big Show. On behalf of Carl and Cuddles the Cat and my crazy mouse that's not cooperating, we hope that you have a safe and happy week and that you join us back next week for our 420 extravaganza. As us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.